He put the rights form down on the coffee table and watched her sign it. He then took it back and made sure she had signed her own name. He then signed it himself as the witness and put it in one of the slots of the accordion file in the briefcase. He sat back down in the chair and looked at her. He thought for a moment about talking to her about a spousal waiver, but decided that could wait. He'd let the district attorney's office handle that, when and if the time came. "Then I guess this is it," he said. "You want to start, Mrs. Kincaid, or do you want me to ask you questions?" He was using her name frequently on purpose. In case the tape was ever played before a jury, there would be no misunderstanding of whom the voices belonged to.